whatever is happening right now. This is the way this particular moment is. This is the way the last sitting of the day is. When Ajahn Chah had his monastery in Thailand, Wat Phananachat, that was specifically for Westerners, there was a sign on one of the trails that said, "This is the way it is." This is the way tiredness is. This is the way sleepiness is. This is the way a tough retreat is. This is the way quietness is. Ajahn Sumedho liked to teach that way. He would say, "Well, this is the way the breath is. This is the way hearing is. It's a way of being with whatever comes." In a poem that's very well known to most of us in the retreat world, I think, by Rumi, he talks about how our being is a guest house with all kinds of things that come to visit, a joy, a sorrow. And he reminds us that they come to teach us, to be of benefit to us, everything that comes. So perhaps we can consider that the tough retreat is your teacher, or whichever army of Mara has come to visit you today is your teacher, or your body is your teacher. Bodies are very good teachers. It's a way of having a very different stance toward our experience. Somehow we get the idea that we can organize it, have appointments for everything, have it the way we want it, control it. And it doesn't seem to be that way. And so what if your experience is a guest coming to visit you? You are the host or the hostess. So then the question really becomes one of intention. What is your intention toward your experience? Can we allow our experience to be the way it is, instead of struggling against it? There's a prayer that I like very much that comes from the world of centering prayer. And it's about welcoming. So that goes right along with what Rumi is saying. Because that's what we do, we hope, with guests when they come. Can we welcome it? And it's not easy. Some guests are extraordinarily difficult. And can we still say, you're here. Welcome. So here's the prayer. It says, welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome everything that comes to me today because I know it's for my healing. I welcome all thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, and conditions. I let go of my desire for power and control. I let go of my desire for affection, esteem, approval, and pleasure. I let go even of my desire for survival and security. I let go of my desire to change any situation, condition, person, or myself. I open to love and presence around me and within me. May it be so. I let go. A marvelous mantra for practice. Let go, let go. I welcome. I welcome being present, and I welcome presence. So last of all, at the end of this day, with all of its gifts and all of its difficulties, we gather up all of the merit of our practice, all of its goodness. We take it in. We allow ourselves to be gifted by it, to be nourished by it, to be blessed by it. And then in that wonderful, amazing act of generosity, we turn and we take all of this blessing, all of this merit, all of this goodness, and we give it away. And we offer it to all beings, that all beings may be happy, that all beings may be peaceful, and that all beings everywhere may come to a complete ending of suffering. May it be so. Thank you again for your presence and your practice today, and may you have a good and peaceful night.